All right, Sal Capaccio, Matt Bove. It's always game day in Buffalo. Thanks a lot, by the way, for watching us on video. If you're just listening on the podcasting side, we are on video every single episode. Sal Sports YouTube channel is where you go. If you're watching us, you can always just download us and subscribe. We'd love for you to do that wherever you podcast. Okay, Josh Allen's contract. Suddenly, this guy who was like the second or third highest paid quarterback in the league not too long ago, maybe 2 years ago, I guess, is going to be like ninth in the list, I think, very shortly. That doesn't feel right, obviously. You could even correct that if you think it's even more than that, right?
I think he's 11th. I think he's 11th. He's outside of the top 10. And I think that's going to fall even further whenever Tua gets a new contract.
So what are we looking at as far as Josh Allen and a new contract is concerned? Do the Bills need to worry about, I shouldn't say like worry, like he wants to go somewhere or leave. That's not that sense, but worry about this getting a little messy and making sure that he gets taken care of before it gets to that point, or will it happen in due time?
I think it'll happen in due time. I don't think this is something Josh is thinking about. We don't know what's going through his head, and we don't know what his agent is telling him. But I can't imagine this becoming, you know, like a big storyline. And it started to become a little bit of a storyline because of something with Pro Football Talk. And then it started to get shared on social media. And I think like Pardon My Take had a post on it. Basically, it was like, is Josh Allen being screwed by the Bills? This is what they took a gamble on signing a quarterback after one elite season. And Josh Allen, after one elite season, was willing to say, hey, listen, this is good enough for me. Like, this is what I want. I want to be in Buffalo. So I don't think that this is going to get to a point of contention anytime soon for either side. I really don't.
He is ninth in total guaranteed money, $100 million, 11th, as you said, in average per year, $43 million. But this is the way the game is played, Matt. I mean, for them, for anybody to put, is he getting screwed? No, he's getting his money. And he was the last guy in line when he got his money, the next guy in line. Now the next guy in line gets his, and it's Justin Herbert, it's Joe Burrow, it's going to be Dak at some point, it's going to be Tua. We'll see where those contracts go. This is what happens with players as positions start to, you know, leap each other. So I'm sure at some point, Josh Allen and his agent are going to go to the Bills and go, hey, we got to kind of work the contract. But the good news is Brandon Bean has already shown a willingness to rework his contract and give him a long-term deal and know he's going to be in Buffalo. They're going to make this work, and it's not going to be too cost prohibitive for the Bills to be able to do business. That's the other double-edged sword of it, which is even if you're Josh Allen, you know, hey, yes, I want to get paid with something which starts with a six, basically, right? But how much does that impact what we can do around me to be able to win Super Bowls? So those things are going to happen probably every, what, 4, 5, 6 years.
Mm-hmm. I think that they need to figure out, too, if they do that, what does it look like? What kind of, because they're not just going to go and do a new contract with the same term. They're going to add years onto his current contract.
Correct.
And it's going to be, what is the number of years you would feel comfortable committing to this guy? And right now, I can't envision a future for the Buffalo Bills without Josh Allen, but he is 28. So once we start to have the conversations of 4, 5, 6, 7 years down the road, I don't know what Josh Allen is going to be like as a player in 5, 6, 7 years. I feel really good about what he's going to look like for the entire remainder of his current contract, but I don't know how much I would be willing to extend it beyond that. I mean, the question is going to be, does he have the Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers type length of career, or does he have the Cam Newton length of a career? I don't think it's either. I think it's probably somewhere in the middle, because he's even talked about, like, the way that he plays, he doesn't know if he would get to 40 years old playing the game. So they would have to figure out a time. I do kind of always get the sense, and who knows, because you never know what's going to happen. Doesn't it kind of just feel like Josh Allen is going to play for the Bills and only the Bills and probably never go anywhere else?
Oh, it always, I think with a guy like this, you always feel that way. It always feels like it. But at the end of the day, I mean, Aaron Rodgers went somewhere else. Brett Favre went somewhere else. Tom Brady went somewhere else. Joe Montana went somewhere else. You never rule it out, right? That's what happens to these players at the very ends of their careers. We're a long way from that. And just so fans know, Josh has 5 years remaining on his current deal. It runs through 2028. He'll be 32 years old. To me, you still have room to add on 4 or 5 more years after that. Guys are playing up till almost 40 years old. I agree with you. You don't know if Josh Allen can do it based on his style, but I also would say that 32 isn't too old. You can still afford to add a few more years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I would feel comfortable with probably at least three more years on the end of what he is currently. That would get him to 36 years old. The numbers are just continuing to skyrocket around the league. His cap hit, you know, becomes $60 million next year. That's strictly from the cap hit. Then it goes to 56, 49, 45. So it's kind of, we're on a bell curve right now, and we are at the top of the bell curve, or about to be the top of the bell curve, and then it's going to start to work its way down. What I assume that they do is, I would assume they kind of push the money, if they do decide that they want to do a new contract with him, push the money once again towards the right now and let it continue to fall down as time goes on, as he gets older, as the risk becomes a little bit higher.
Would you, let me ask you this, would you be in favor of the NFL implementing, and this would have to be collectively bargained, we know that, so who knows if it could ever happen, instituting a separate quarterback salary cap where the quarterback can only make a certain percentage of each team's cap?
It's a really good question. I don't know how I feel about that, because it is such a crucial piece to a team that I think you should be able to decide as a team what you're willing to spend, because I do think that it should be more difficult to build around a team if you have an elite quarterback. I think it would be too much of an advantage if there was a separate quarterback salary cap for the teams that have good quarterbacks. So I think that I like the way that it's done right now. I know it is a big advantage to have a quarterback on a rookie contract, but that's the way it should be, because that's just the way that the league works.
Yeah, I as a fan, as a football fan, would be in favor of it, because I don't think you should be penalized for having a great quarterback. The Bills are kind of getting penalized for taking a chance on Josh Allen and developing him, and now he's one of the best in the league, so now you suddenly can't pay everybody else around your roster, as you should be rewarded for that. However, that said, if you do that, you're basically penalizing the players for not making as much as they can make in a free market society, right? Even though you have a salary cap, you know, that's always a tough deal to say, well, we're going to cap your salary a little bit specially here. So it's a really tough thing to kind of have to go down that road. But there is talk. People believe that maybe they'll do that someday.
Yeah, well, then that brings it. But that brings us then to the running backs. And should there be some sort of different rules that surround running backs and how they've become less valued over the years? And I don't know how you can, even though it's so clearly obvious what positions are more important than others, I don't know if you can put rules and regulations around them. I think that's just changing the game and changing the way they've done business way too much.
Wonder if they would just do a blanket, no one player on any team can eat up more than blank amount of salary cap. And it might, you know, that way you could say whatever, and it's going to be the quarterback for most teams, but a team on a rookie deal might, then they wouldn't be able to pay their wide receiver as much or their running back as much or something like that more. Or how about this? You go the other way. You can go the other way. Maybe do what the NBA does. You give an exemption for one player on a team or something like that, right? Like, it doesn't necessarily work the exact same way, but maybe the NFL ultimately goes, hey, you know what? Everybody's got this salary cap, but quarterbacks, they don't have a cap. You can pay them whatever. I don't know. But it just seems like it's getting so astronomically high for all these teams. And by the way, Cry Me a River for the NFL, making so much money anyway.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, though. On a free on an open market, with that rule, that stipulation, what do Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen make per year? Is it $100 million?
In the 70s right now. In the 70s, they would make 70 something million. No one's making $100 million a year right now. So I don't think you'd go that high. They'd probably, some team would say, we're going to make you the highest by far you're going to get in the 70s.
Could you imagine? And the one thing too, this is not strictly tied to football, but just turn on a television and watch how often you see Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. So for those guys, their average yearly, you know, salary, 10th, 11th, whatever it is, that's from just the NFL. Those guys are certainly getting paid. I mean, Josh has contracts now with Gatorade, with Subway, with Verizon, I think with DirecTV. Same thing with Patrick Mahomes. The guys ahead of them on that list do not have that. Some of them do, but not to the level that they do. So I would imagine what they actually make a year is probably pretty comparable, if not higher, for the guys like Mahomes and Allen. They're just getting their money in a lot of different ways.
So the highest paid quarterbacks per year right now, Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow on their new deals, $55 million a year. Then Goff at 53. That was a big one that was recently signed. Justin Herbert, 52.5. Lamar Jackson at 52. Jalen Hurts at 51. Those are your 50-plus guys. But at Lawrence and Burrow at 55, you asked me the question, what would Allen and Mahomes get? I think if they're in that situation, I think you're going even above the 60s. Maybe you're getting 65, 66, and some team says, we'll give you 70. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, as the Bills head into 2024, We know they have Josh Allen. They also obviously re-signed Mitch Trubisky from a couple years ago, bringing him back. Matt and I are going to start looking at every position, going position by position. Let's start with the quarterback.